When you work in a high school, you open yourself to the daily painful realities of your own adolescence, especially when you attempt to show up with any sort of authenticity. Thankfully, I have learned to take it all in stride most of the time, but my day is filled with unrequested commentary on everything from my appearance to my dance moves. It's things like, "Ponce, I don't know how I feel about your hair today." Like, what does that even mean? But surely it's not a good thing, but why are you feeling anything about my hair? Or, "Miss Poncelot, do you have any other boots? Because you wear those all the time." Again, not your problem. Yes, I have other boots. I just like these ones and they look good. I might go on to say other things, but again, we're in church, so I'll skip over those. And I do try to offer some social coaching as to what's appropriate to say to people, to my sweet, sweet students, who it seems totally lost on. But a couple of weeks ago, Pooter High School hosted their annual Mr. PHS competition. It's a pretty hysterical night showcasing about a dozen of our senior guys vying for the title of Mr. PHS through a dance contest, talent showcase, and of course a school-appropriate swimsuit competition. Think male beauty pageant. Each sport or club gets to choose a senior to represent them. And I run a program where juniors and seniors mentor freshmen called the Pooter High School Ambassadors. For the talent portion of our competition, our contestant, Mr. Ambassador, made giant heads of myself and my co-teacher. Don't worry, I brought the visual. While wearing these heads, he and a friend did a ridiculous choreographed dance that had the audience rolling. Admittedly, I was laughing so hard that tears were streaming down my cheeks as well. With a packed auditorium that night, the next week was filled with, yes, more commentary from all of my favorite students. "Loved your dance last week, Ponce," or "Nice moves." One of my favorites came from a freshman who said, "That dance was so perfect because it was so awkward." And then went on to say, "You are such an awkward dancer. It's what you're known for." Known for? I can't catch a break around there. I am going to choose to believe that my students will remember me for something other than my intentional, not always, but often intentional, awkward dance moves. But it makes me think a lot about what we are known for and what we want to be known for. In John 13, 31 through 35, Jesus is finishing up his conversation with the disciples at the Last Supper. These particular verses are bookended by the pending denial of Jesus by some of his closest friends, Judas and Peter. In this space, though, Jesus offers a command that is often referred to as the golden rule, in saying, "A new command I give you, to love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." Everyone will know if you love one another. It will be what you are known for, your mark, what people recognize or remember, your legacy, how you are known. It will be how you love and how we love each other. Not just here, not just on Sundays, not just around these tables, not just when it's convenient, and not just with people who are lovely or lovable. But the command is, as we have been loved by God, we should love one another. It is not only what we are commanded to do, but it really is all that will matter. It's how we will be known. It's how others will know the love of God. I want to invite you to continue this conversation at your table. The questions that I would encourage you to discuss are, what is a way that you have known the love of God through others? And also, what is it that you want to be known for? Maybe it is awkward dance moves. But pretty basic, again, we'll return to our conversations at our table and answering the questions of what is a way that you have known the love of God through others, and what is it that you want to be known for?